Hello and welcome back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam with Gemma Riles. It's the 31st of May on a Monday. It's a bank holiday Monday, actually, so I hope you're all enjoying. Hopefully, if you have a day off, hope you're enjoying it and hope you all have a lovely week. This week, we're going to get a little bit trashy and we're going to talk about entertainment news because I want to talk about it and honestly, I just want to talk about the Friends reunion. So that's what we're doing. I hope, did anyone watch it? Did any of you enjoy it? I streamed it, but I watched on Thursday. Has anyone else watched it? I feel like everyone's asked this question, and if you don't like Friends, I'm very sorry, because I feel like you probably heard a lot about it recently, but I'm still gonna talk about it. Did anyone cry? I didn't cry, but I very nearly did cry, because, I mean, people have been watching the show since they were little. I was watching it since I was, like, seven, so it holds a big place in a lot of people's hearts. It was lovely to see the cast together as well. Apparently, they haven't been in a room together in 17 years, so it's such a long time. And, I mean, the show had over 100 billion views even over all platforms. It's just insane how it's entered the social zeitgeist like it did. It's interesting, and a little fun fact for you, in China, it didn't feature Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber's. They had little cameos in it. They were not featured since the Chinese government isn't a fan of either of them. They don't like Lady Gaga because she met with the Dalai Lama. They spoke about yoga and meditation, but they have now seen her as a hostile force, so they're not a fan. So she wasn't in it. And they don't like Justin Bieber because of his previous bad behavior and said he needs to purify his behavior before he's back there. So if you're in China, I hope you enjoyed it, bar the Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber appearance. I hope you enjoyed the rest of it. But it was basically like my dream since I was 14, really, to see the cast all together again. So if you liked it, I hope you liked it a lot. And then if you don't like Friends, I hope you're okay still talking about it because it's all I'm going to talk about. And the music theme this week, I didn't really have one in mind. I just wanted to give some love to the women out there, because who doesn't love women? So this week, we're going to be having women-only songs. So you're welcome for that, and I hope you enjoyed the first one.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Shy, ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Sometimes it hurts since day. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead.
Hello, welcome back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam Radio. You're still with me, Gemma Riles, and I hope you're still enjoying your Monday. Now, another bit of entertainment news for you. James Bond fans out there, get excited because he will be staying on screen as Amazon has bought the movie studio that co-owns it, MGM. They bought it for nearly $6 billion, £6 billion even. So a whole lot of money. It's not only Amazon that you won't be able to just only get it on Amazon. It'll still be screened in cinemas, but you'll also be able to screen it when the film comes out. They're also not going to have free reign of the franchise, not like what Disney does when they, like with Disney and Star Wars, how they've made a lot of stuff. It's not going to be like that. So it's the people that run Eon Productions, which are the other people that co-own James Bond, they're going to keep a firm grip on James Bond and what he does and doesn't do on screen. They've apparently declined a few things that Amazon have been interested in, other people have been interested in the character doing, but they've said no. And the new films will also be available on Amazon Prime, so that's pretty, you know, convenient, I guess. The next one in line is actually, it's called No Time to Die, and it's got Daniel Craig in his final outing in the role. It's out on 30th September in the UK and 8th October in America. So if it's your thing, I mean, I hope you're excited. I've never been much of a Bond girl, particularly. It's not my sort of franchise, but I do appreciate how iconic it is. So if you enjoy it, hope you're excited. And if you have an Amazon account, I mean, get ready, because it's going to be here soon.
Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. download our iPhone app. It's free. Search Glitterbeam Radio on your app store.
With wounded lips and salted cheeks, and finally we step to leave to the departure lounge of disbelief. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know it's gonna be a long time. And I'll be leaving in the morning, come the white wine and bitter sunlight. Wanna hear your
now on Glitterbeam Radio. Hope you're doing okay, hope you're enjoying your music. Some more amazing news, we all needed it, and more Lady Gaga, because who doesn't love Lady Gaga? They have announced that a special 10th anniversary of the song Born This Way will be released soon. There are 6 new renditions of tracks from the record, with a few LGBTQ plus artists in there as well, which is obviously amazing. The original LP was released in 2011, so a good decade ago. It was one of my favourite songs of hers ever. I had a shirt with the lyrics on it, I went to see her live, I was such a massive Gaga fan, a little monster as you might say. But the first song will be Judas, sung by Big Frida, and you can look forward to recreations of the Highway Unicorn song, Marry the Night, and The Edge of Glory, which is just an amazing song. I mean, I don't care if you even don't like Gaga, that's just such a good song. Gaga was also awarded the West Hollywood Key to the City on the Born This Way Day. She's done ever so well. I mean, the record was really honoured for its cult actual impact at the time, and it's still being honoured for it now. It's such a good feel-good song, and it really, I don't know, I think it just gives everyone a place. It's such a, I just think it's a great song. She's always been, I mean, a huge influence on the LGBT community. Since day one, she's always been so great, and it's so nice to see that she's getting a bit of love, and it's amazing that she's also encouraging these LGBTQ plus artists and getting them to do some of her tracks. It'll be so lovely for them. So thank you, Gaga, for your service, and here's some lovely Gaga for you guys to listen to, because let's face it, it's just great.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H.
Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. You're black, white, beige, Chola descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, for leader teased. Rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born
no
this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Welcome back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam Radio. You're still with me, Gemma Riles, and I hope you're enjoying your day. the next lovely story for us is the lovely Ariana Grande. She broke Instagram, really. Her wedding photo has become one of the most, well, it is. It's the most popular post on the platform that features people with 25 million likes. Her husband, Dalton Gomez, posted on Friday their surprise wedding ceremony at their home in California. It was posted on Vogue and some photos were shared by her as well, but having them be promoted by Vogue, I mean, it's no wonder we've all seen them. The most popular photo on Instagram actually is an egg, if you remember that, if you were on the platform. It's just an egg. It was just a bit of a joke, but that's the most popular one. But now the most popular one with people in it, not just the egg, is Ariana Grande. The second most people photo liked on the platform is from artist XXXTentacions, but it was his final post before he passed away. And the third one is of Billie Eilish with her debut of her blonde hair for the first time. So a mix of things people are liking. The egg one still just, I find ever so entertaining. I don't know why. But it's just ever so lovely to see the photos. I mean, they look like they're having a wonderful time. The wedding was apparently very low key. They had only about 20 guests and her mum and dad walked her down the aisle, which is quite sweet. And it's also quite nice to see a celebrity that's having a small gathering during COVID. That's just, you know, enlightening to hear that people are actually following the rules, even if they're famous. So good for you, Ariana. I hope you're happy. I'm sure you are. And it all seems very, very cute.
Know that I'm greedy for love.
This is Glitterbeam.
We don't stop the music.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want.
make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
What you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
Wanna be my lover? You gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me? You gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy V. Doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me,
if you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
you gotta stop.
Make it last forever. If you wanna be my lover.
Hello, I'm Gemma Riles and welcome back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. And I've got some amazing news for anyone in my age group. I mean anyone really, but especially if you're a Gen Zer, I think you'll be really interested in this. The Rugrats is back, I'll have you know. The show is getting a reboot, and even better, Phil and Lil's mum, Betty DeVille, is openly gay. She's going to be an openly gay character, which is amazing. That's according to the voice actor. It is Natalie Morales. She voices the mum in the 3D reboot by Paramount. She's been in Parks and Rec before, BoJack Horseman, and in the Santa Clara Diet. So a very well-known actor and obviously good voice actor. BoJack Horseman, I can attest to that. I think it's really important that kids are given this type of representation, and that's what she said as well. I mean, even in small things like mentioning an ex-girlfriend or little things that allude to someone's sexuality not being straight, I think it's really pertinent. And I feel like when I was younger, I mean, it wasn't on the television then, but when I was little, it would have been such a nice thing to see, and it just normalizes it a little bit more. And I hope that kids today are able to get something from it. And I mean, if anyone thinks it's a little strange and that it's pushing sexuality on people, I don't really think it is. I mean, a lot of shows have straight couples, so why can't they have gay couples? I mean, a lot of people are gay in real life, so it makes sense. And it's really lovely to see this, and it's lovely to see the voice actors so excited about it as well. So, you know, when Rugrats comes out, you'll see me there. I don't care that it's for children. I watched it as a kid, and I'm going to watch it now.
Feed me to the lions, throw me to the wolves, drop me to the floor, I ain't ever gonna crawl. Circle like a shark, does treat me like a dog. Call me what you want, 'cause you're right, I'm an animal. I was holding it back by convincing myself that I'm human. Played by the rules that nature won't use. And who on this earth am I fooling? Trust in my instinct, I'm not gonna listen. I won't crawl around on my belly, 'cause I can run faster and I can be free if I don't do the things that you told me. Feed me to the lion, throw me to the wolves, drop me to the floor. I'm an animal. I'm an animal. I'm an animal. I've been translating this voice in my head, and now it is constantly roaring. Out of the darkness, I make a noise. I'm finally finding my calling. Trust in my instinct, I'm not gonna listen. I won't crawl around on my belly, 'cause I can run fast.
an animal. I'm 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 an animal.
This is Glitterbeam.
We don't stop the music.
Welcome back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam Radio. And I've got a little bit sadder news today. The author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar has passed away at the age of 91. His book sold more than 40 million copies around the world and was translated into 60 languages. I mean, it's just an iconic book, really. I feel like everyone knows what it is. It was published in 1969, and it, as we all know, it just tells the amazing story of a caterpillar that he keeps needing to eat, and then in the end, he metamorphosizes into a beautiful butterfly. His recent work from 2015 was a book called The Nonsense Show, which again centered around a flying fish, but it was very similar to The Hungry Caterpillar, as it's showing children how to get through life and growing up through animal metaphors and through change. I mean, I hope, obviously it's very sad that he passed, but I hope he rests in peace knowing. I mean, it was one of the best children's books, I mean, ever, in my opinion. It's such an iconic book. It's known by so many people. So I hope that, I mean, I'm sure he's very aware. I'm sure he was very aware of how important the book was, but very sad news, but you know, the book will always be in our hearts, especially in mine.
But you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on my gown? You need to calm down. You are somebody that we don't know, but you're coming at my friends like a missile. Why are you mad when you could be glad?
Could be glad.
Sunshine on the street at the parade, but you would rather be in the dark age. Just making that sign must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not step on his gown? You need to calm down. And we see you over there on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now. We all got crowns, you need to calm down.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You need to calm down.
Glitterbeam.
Back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam, and we're in the 2000s because I've got some proper celeb news for you, and it's so 2000s. I mean, it's about Brad and Angelina, so you know, it just brings all that back. But Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have both been granted joint custody of their children through their divorce proceedings that they've been having. The ruling has been pretty tentative. Apparently there's been a lot of long legal proceedings in California about their five children that are underage. Their oldest child is 19 and they are not subject to the custody decision, it's just the others. But Pitt will get significantly more time with his children, according to sources. And a private judge ruled based on testimony from professionals and from the children themselves. So, I mean, as we all know, they got together during the Mr. and Mrs. Smith film in 2005. That was news in itself, obviously, because he was with Jennifer Aniston at the time. Very 2000s, as I said before. But Jolie filed for divorce in 2016 and it was finalised in 2019, so just 2 years ago. But I mean, hopefully it works out for everyone. I'm sure the judge hopefully took into consideration a lot of things and that everyone's going to be happy and the children are going to be happy with, you know, the new deal. And I hope they're both happy, because this type of thing, it always seems very difficult to go through. So with any luck, it'll all work out.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine. They tried to make me go to rehab, I won't go.
God done made me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, he's trying to make me go to rehab.
Welcome back to Information Hour on Glitterbeam Radio, and it's our last story today. Thank you so much for spending the day with me. Well, day, the hour with me. I had a wonderful time, and it really brightens up a Monday, even if it is a bank holiday Monday. So I hope you had other stuff to do, not just this. But the last story, I think it's the best news, and it's a lovely story. Disney's iconic Winnie the Pooh has now been turned into a New York stage play. Winnie the Pooh, the musical adaptation, will bring Pooh and the gang together, and it's been developed by Jonathan Rockefeller. It's going to have songs from the Grammy-winning Sherman Brothers, and will have life-size puppetry. I mean, honestly, it sounds amazing. I wish I could see it, but it is in New York, and I have no way of getting there in time. But I mean, a Winnie the Pooh on stage, it just seems, you know, it was built for the stage. It's Winnie the Pooh. It'd be amazing. And the songs, I'm sure, will be just great. I mean, the Sherman Brothers have written for other Disney classics like Mary Poppins and the Aristocats and the Jungle Book. So, like, if they're writing songs for that, I'm sure that the Winnie the Pooh songs are going to be even better. Because, I mean, Winnie the Pooh, it's just, oh, I can't think of a more iconic piece of British media, really. I'm so excited about it. I mean, it opens in October in New York. I wish I was going. So if any of you guys go, let me know how it is. But I'm sure, hopefully, maybe it can be filmed and I can watch it that way. But oh my god, Winnie the Pooh on stage, who would have thought? It's what 2021 needed, honestly. But thank you all very much for joining me. I hope you had a lovely hour. I certainly did. Stick around for Ben Barry's The Good News Hour after this. He's a wonderful guy. I'm sure you'll love his company too. Thank you so much for joining in. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. Bye bye.